keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Victoria Cassell. Here are the latest headlines from 13 News. Kansas lawmakers approved an extension to incentivize designs to lure the chiefs and royals across state lines. The Kansas Legislative Coordinating Council met today to discuss extending the Star Bonds deadline that would cover 70% of the sports stadium project. The deadline was originally June 30th, but both teams requested an extension. The teams now have until June 30th of next year. More than 100 people in Texas are now confirmed dead in the flash flooding that happened Friday. Search and rescue teams say they're finding bodies up in trees as dozens remain unaccounted for. More than 800 high water rescues have happened since the flooding began, and more rain is expected in the state. In Topeka, I'm Victoria Cassell, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Ellens of Tipton takes the hassle out of your remodel project. Stop by their showroom and let Lexi and the staff guide you to the flooring, wall coverings, and window treatments of your dreams. With great pricing on in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and sheet vinyl, the perfect flooring is ready for professional installation. Grab some Valspar paint and Brewster wallpaper to add a pop of color to those plain walls. Graber shades and custom window treatments will finish your room off in style. Not sure where to start? Call Lexi today at 373-4315. That's 373-4315 for a free in-home consultation and estimate.
Funeral notices brought to you by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit SchoenFHM.com.
Dr. Dwayne L. Scott, MD, age 90 of Belleville, Kansas, passed away in Lawrence on July 2nd. Visitation will be on Thursday, July 10th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Rosary visual services will be held Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at St. Edward Catholic Church in Belleville. The Mass of Christian Burial will be Friday, July 11th at 11 a.m. at St. Edward Catholic Church. Memorials are requested to the NCK Healthcare Foundation, the Republic County Community Foundation, or St. Edward Catholic Church, and can be mailed to Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home, who is assisting with these arrangements. Memorial services for Joyce Dusky, age 83, of Wichita and formerly of Cocker City, were July 3rd at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Cocker City. Mrs. Dusky died May 15th. Robert's Family Funeral Service was in charge of arrangements. Wayne Keith Bowles of Downs was born on September 1, 1952, and left this world on July 2, 2025. A celebration of life will be held and announced by the family at a later date. Shone Funeral Home and Monuments are in charge of arrangements, and condolences can be left at shonefhm.com. Funeral services for Silene Hewitt, age 88, of Beloit, were July 7th at the St. John's Catholic Church in Beloit. Mrs. Hewitt died on June 28th. Memorials may be given to the Alzheimer's Association. Robert's Family Funeral Service is in charge of arrangements. William LaBarge of Downs was born June 27, 1943, and passed away on June 29. Service details will be announced at a later date. Leave condolences at shonefhm.com, as Shone Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements.
Funeral notices brought to you by Shone Funeral Home and Monuments. Compassionate service from our heart to yours. Visit shonefhm.com.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The state of Kansas officially extended the deadline for the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals to accept their new stadium incentive plans yesterday. The teams now have through the end of the year to accept the terms from the state, which includes the issuance of star bonds to cover the majority of construction costs on a potential new stadium. Chiefs President Mark Donovan spoke Monday about what's next for them in the new stadium process.
We need to know a lot, but I would say this. We are so far down the line in both sides that now it's the details. Now it's literally getting down to the final points and making sure that everybody's in agreement on what we need to do and that we have all the pieces lined up. Because what our job is to go to the Hunt family and suggest, here are your two options. They both make sense. Let's make the decision that's best for our fans and our organization.
Officially, the state legislature adopted a six-month extension for the Chiefs and Royals, but according to the Kansas Reflector, it also voted to broaden the window of opportunity for new stadium deals all the way until June 30th, 2026. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The 2025 K-18 Twin Lakes League Tournament, including teams Beloit, Lincoln, Lucas, Osborne County, and Smith Center, will continue Thursday with semifinal games at 11 and 1 o'clock. Last night, Lincoln stopped Lucas and Lincoln 12-5 to advance to the semifinal against number one seed Smith Center in Beloit at 11 a.m. At 1 o'clock, number three seed Osborne County will take on number two seed Beloit Blue. The championship will be played at 5 o'clock with the third place game at 3 o'clock. The top four teams advance to the regional finals next week, July 15th through the 18th, with the top two teams in the regional going to the K-18 state championship in Lucas. This has been John Bowden for KD Country 94 Sports, Z96.3 The Lake.